Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Yes, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Wayne Elliott here, sitting in for Pastor Butch with you this week and next. My pleasure and honor to be with you today, this evening. And, boy, there's lots of news these days. I've been a guest with Pastor Butch several times, and he asked me if I would sit in for him tonight and again next week. So, yeah, it's great to be with you. Following some of the news, I don't know, things seem to get stranger and stranger as time goes on here. I can tell you up here in Canada, I live in Canada, I'm Canadian. I'm just on the north shore of Lake Erie here, just half an hour from Buffalo, New York. And here in southern Ontario, some of our areas, including my area, Niagara, is still in what they call phase two. So our restaurants aren't open. None of the gathering places to be inside together. They've just made it mandatory to wear masks, and our numbers are way down here, way, way down. I think pretty much across Canada. But, yeah, the rules are getting stricter, and the government announced today that they'll be subsidizing wages till the end of the year now, and I was a little bothered by that. I don't know why they're predicting so far into the future like this and making these plans 6 months away, but I've heard in the your city of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, many things have been canceled, including into the winter. Some events today scheduled for February were canceled, and that's 8 months away. So I don't know if we're ever going to be done with this or how soon, but the one thing that I've been very curious about is all this isolation that we went through, and, you know, in some ways still are to a certain extent. The border is still closed between Canada and the U.S., and I bet you will be the rest of the year. So it's, I tell you this, folks, it's hard to, I don't think it's possible to be as safe as what we're trying to be, or that the governments are trying to have us be. You know, if you think about the restaurant even, and they opened the big casino restaurants in Las Vegas a little bit ago. I watched the newscast, and they had plexiglass in between each table, although people would be sitting two tables apart, so there'd be double plexiglass to start with. They had hired, the newscaster said, hired two people full-time to do nothing but continuously wipe surfaces with disinfectant. Well, then I was thinking about it after the newscast. unless they had a waiter or a waitress for each table, and they can't do that. There'd be no money in that, no money for the waiter or waitress either. But unless they did that, wouldn't matter if the waiter or waitress was in a hazmat suit with respirator and all, as he or she went from table to table, we'd be, the folks at the at all the tables would be exposed to one another, really theoretically, through the waiter, waitress. So I don't see how we can be as safe as what we're trying to be. And I thought, conspicuously absent from the numbers these days, they haven't talked so much about the mortality rates, except there have been finally a few doctors on to say that they're dramatically down. Apparently part of that may be because younger people are being infected, anxious to get out and live their lives. Understandable. And young people are, there have been some, of course, have passed away, and not to make light of any of that or sickness, but the numbers are just so much lower. Mortality rates are so much lower. For the most part, the mid-90% of those that passed with this corona, they were over the age of 70 and had other serious health ailments. So it isn't surprising that's the section of our population that's affected most. I mean, I think the average death rate for men and women is still around 74 or 75 years, so not completely unexpected, especially with serious ailments to start with. There's often times with older folks, if they fall and break a hip and have to be immobile for months, they'll get pneumonia, and that can take them. So, you know, we just don't seem to be as safe as what we're trying to be. Some of this stuff doesn't make a bit of sense to me. You know, some more and more places seem to be requiring masks. There's a lot of tension over that as well, it seems. There's in the news today, some people fighting with people who weren't wearing masks and so forth, getting physical with them, and been so much conflicting evidence, conflicting reports. There is very little question that that we are deprived of oxygen wearing most of these masks. I found it difficult 20 or so years ago when the SARS outbreak happened. I had to fly in an airplane across Canada to the West Coast, and I just took one of those paper dust masks and put it on as I was getting into the airplane. Jason, 5 minutes or so before takeoff, I had to take it off. I had some issues over asbestos many years ago, and there's a lot of people that can't use a mask to start with. But you know, between the oxygen deprivation and all the things we've heard about it not being effective, it makes you wonder. The school systems, it seems, on both sides of the border, Canada and the U.S., they appear to be leaning towards part-time school. In Ontario, Canada, just now, it's been talked of for 2 days a week. Once again, very difficult for me to see how that will make the children that. If they are still going to school, still around the other kids, and, you know, exposed to one another, I suppose there's a little less risk, but only so much, really. And, you know, the fact that they're exposed to one another at all seems kind of like trying to be half pregnant. I just don't, cause great inconvenience to the parents who are used to having the children in school 5 days a week, daycare issues, babysitting, and so forth.
So it just, some of these things I just, I don't get. Doesn't make a lot of sense to me. Another good example, that one, school is just 2 days a week or half days. I don't really see where it's going to get us. My belief is that, you know, the natural way to get through this is the, you know, the herd immunity, as they say, is to to be infected with the virus and then be immune from it. You know, it's not a, it doesn't seem to be the popular way through it. I just I don't know about these vaccines to be, when they finally do come up with something, to be injected with a cocktail of viruses is not it's not the way I certainly intend to go. I just, there's a lot of people are harmed by some of these vaccines, and Bill Gates said that we should expect up to 700,000 deaths. So that's more deaths than from COVID worldwide so far. And the other thing I found interesting today, I heard on the news that one of the cities, they're apparently doing 700,000 tests a day now in America, and that in one of the cities they were, this is a drive-through setup they have, and so they were going to make a line, separate line for those with symptoms who are symptomatic. And, you know, one of the numbers I think that is not being shared with us is the number of people being tested per day and the number of people infected. And then further, how many of those folks are having to be hospitalized or have symptoms at all. I suppose if you tested positive and you didn't have any symptoms, I'd be surprised if that weren't a very large number in percentage. So yeah, I really do wonder, looking downfield, so to speak, when this is under control or behind us and we see the resulting losses and carnage, financial carnage, and to individuals, to businesses, to the government. This is costing the government billions, and in the case of America, trillions of dollars. And that money's gone, that's for sure. It's gone. We'll owe it, just like you folks in America will owe yours. And I don't know. It sure doesn't seem fair. I think the kids and grandkids are challenged enough with, here in Canada, so many good blue-collar jobs, factory manufacturing jobs have been exported out of our country, and I know a fair number of them out of the United States as well. And now with, you know, we don't know what's going to happen. That's part of the frustration, I think, for us all, is we don't know when, we don't know what it's going to look like. They're telling us that some of these things will be with us ongoing. I'm not sure about forever, but ongoing. And I don't know how restaurants are expected to survive with using every other seat or every other table, and movie theaters. And then you think about public transit. Well, I'm pretty sure public transit can't survive with social distancing either. So it's just, this just makes it difficult for me that some things are okay, that we're darn near on top of each other, and other things aren't. And, yeah, I just don't know how this is going to work out for us in the end, or what the cost is going to be, both individually and collectively and for the governments. And I do know this, that in the case of the United States, in the first month, and with the payments that were sent out to Americans and some of the assistance in the first month, it cost more than the Vietnam conflict cost America. And that's really saying something. I know it's different dollars today, almost 50 years later, but that conflict went on a long time, took a lot of lives. There were a lot of difficulties after Vietnam as well. There were, I believe, double as many young men taken from lost their lives from other things, mental diseases, overdoses, substance abuse, suicides in some cases, the post-traumatic stress disorder. There's going to be quite a fallout from this corona in terms of mental health, and we have to do our best to try not to get down, try not to get too stressed. Stress will, can and will make you sick. There's a very interesting video that you can watch with good graphics by Dr. Bruce Lipton. You can Google this, and it's entitled Never Get Sick Again. It's a very good short 10-minute talk about what happens inside us when we get stressed, when we get scared. There's been lots of fear-mongering. God only knows that there's been lots of attempts to scare the dickens out of everybody. So much of this media, in my opinion, has been at fault. They have so many opinions now instead of just telling us the news of the day. And the thing with fear is our bodies react in one way or another, fight or flight, and so do our cells. Well, in the case of stress, our cells flight. They sort of go into hiding as a protection. And that sure isn't what we want our immune system to do. We need it to fight for us, and that's what it's used to doing. That's what it's made for. The Creator put it in us for that. So between this fear and stress, we can really put ourselves in harm's way. And, you know, so I wanted to talk for a few minutes about stress and about anxiety, anxiousness, worry, fear. There are many things today, folks, to be anxious about. Fear of the unknown, unknown of what's coming up. There truly are plenty of things that we might be concerned about or that we are concerned about today, but let's face it, our health is our wealth, and without that, there isn't a whole lot else that matters. So we do have to be conscious, be aware of it, that yes, these are stressful times, anxious times. The sun will keep coming up, and yes, we're going to have some difficult times, but and to stay healthy and a strong immune system and stay healthy mentally, it requires a combination of things. It's not just some of the supplements that we need these days, because our food and soil is depleted. So many chemicals in our lives and on our foods, preservatives and so forth. But we do have to do our best to eat nutritious food. And I think the best thing you can have today is a garden at home. Anyone that's got a garden's in a fortunate position. That product I've talked about before, this Iron Earth, it's just a fabulous product. No chemicals, no additives, just right out of the ground. And it is phenomenal. I became interested in it for vegetables and fruits that we eat because, you know, we're eating them. And what the Iron Earth does is put the minerals, all 76 minerals, into the soil naturally. And so it's a soil remineralizer. There are no chemicals or any additives of any kind. They're high in the humate acids, the Iron Earth is. And what we've grown here in community gardens and my son's gardens as well, it's just phenomenal. I'm 66 years old, and this is the way vegetables used to taste. So it really is something, if you're fortunate, you have a garden or you can start one, just an excellent thing to do these days. You try and get the original seeds. You don't want to grow seedless vegetables or fruits. The man-made fruits. You can't duplicate nature. Nature doesn't even duplicate itself exactly, so we sure as heck can't duplicate it and create man-made, good, 100% natural, with everything in it that we're meant to have. Foods, we just can't do it. These GMO foods are missing enzymes. Just can't duplicate nature. So if you can get to the original seeds, the tomato seeds, cucumbers, and grow some of that good produce, good lettuce, kale for yourself, peppers, anything you like, really. As many colors as possible is best. all the different foods. You should try and eat all the colors. So, you know, that's one way, is to grow a garden and do your best to eat nutritious foods as opposed to packaged foods, preserved foods, high salt, high sugar foods, refined carbs, you know, all the baked goods that so many of us love. I sure do. Not good for you. It's refined sugar and, you know, a major cause of diabetes in the world. And of no use to your body. It makes us fat is what it really does. So, you know, we've got to be careful of a little more careful, a little more aware of what we're eating and when. And exercise is important. I don't care how old or young you are. That's a benefit with our childhood. We spend so much time outside, at least we used to, playing and just being for the streetlights or being at supper time. We'd play all day long. Well, it's just a great thing, exercise. And it doesn't have to be strenuous. You don't have to go to a gym. You know, if you take a stroll, a walk through the park, a walk down the street, a walk on the beach, if you ride a bicycle, a stroll on the bicycle, just keep everything moving, the blood pumping. The one thing that exercise is great for is reducing stress and anxiety. It's I've always called it burning off the bad energy, and I'm not sure how it happens, but there's no question that that some exercise, the fresh air, some sunshine. We need all this, folks. We need all of this as part of our regime through the week. If you can go out and you have a garden and just get down on your hands and knees, pick a few weeds, pick a few tomatoes or veggies, pick off the dead flowers, just the stretching, the anything but a sitting position, you know, is good. And it's what we're meant to do, or good Lord wouldn't have given us arms and legs. So we're meant to use them, and it doesn't have to be strenuous, but you just do have to keep moving. Nutrition, as we talked about a minute ago, these days, never been more important to take supplements. And some of the ones that I take vitamin C, vitamin D3. As we get older, we don't absorb that from the sun as easily as we do when we're younger. So vitamin D3 is a good one. Vitamin C, vitamin B compound to get the B vitamins. And the one thing I have to take, and my mom did too, when she was with us, was the full spectrum minerals. Because these things are not in the soil anymore, folks. We depleted the soil. So if it's not in the soil, it's not in our foods. And that's why there's never been a more important time to take some good vitamins, some good minerals. And then there's the products like the Strauss products. If you have any cardiovascular issues whatsoever, if you've had a heart attack, if you have angina, if you've had a bypass surgery, if you have diabetes, if you have high blood pressure, if you have bluish-gray lips or skin, the Strauss heart drops are for you. They dissolve plaque, cholesterol, dissolve calcium buildup as well, and ensure we have blood flow everywhere. We have a vessel or a vein or an artery to carry it. It is the number one most important body function is blood flow. If it wasn't, we wouldn't have over 50,000 miles of veins and vessels inside us, each of us, because every single cell needs blood. There isn't a cell in our bodies doesn't need blood. And if we have a blockage or reduced, restricted blood flow, wherever it's restricted to, there's going to be an issue. And the main issues, of course, the worst, I suppose you could say, is lack of oxygen to the heart, give us a heart attack, or lack of oxygen to the brain, we can have a stroke or a brain attack. Blood flow is the only transportation system in our body. It's the only one. There isn't another one. So it carries our oxygen, carries our water, our wastewater, our food, our medicine, our toxins. Even if it's on the way back out of you, when you take the likes of Strauss heart drops and it dissolves that cholesterol plaque, well, it still has to move to your disposal plant where you get rid of it in the bathroom, the washroom. And so it must also pass through your blood. It's an amazing system, the human body. It truly is. But we need that blood flow, folks. Make no mistake about it. And that's why the Strauss Heart Drops is the Strauss flagship product. Everything works better with Heart Drops because, again, even the medicine that you take, the natural medicine you take, the supplements you take, they have to get in your body to where they're supposed to get to help you. So that's in the blood. So restricted blood flow, blocked blood flow is no good. Strauss Heart Drops are the proven, safe, can't harm you, no contraindication with any pharmaceutical medicines, none whatsoever. And your satisfaction is guaranteed by the Strauss Company, so you can't be cheated for your money either. You can't go wrong. And, boy, the benefits are, I mean, they saved my life almost 24 years ago, changed my life forever. My dad saved him, changed his life. He avoided bypass surgery. My dad did. My mom lived till in her 88th year. Again, she had had issues earlier with mini strokes, lived a good, healthy, long life. They were both on the Strauss Heart Drops for the past 20-odd years. I've just seen so many people come back to life, and I could never be convinced otherwise. These Strauss Heart Drops really are something. The Strauss CardioCom is an old, generations-old formula with the Strauss family that they just brought back by popular demand this past February. CardioCom is to rebuild damaged heart cells, and as well, what it did for me was the irregular heartbeat. It regulated my heartbeat after 3 months, and that's 20-some-odd years ago, and I've never had arrhythmia or irregular heartbeat since. The other product I took way back then and is now available again as of February this year is the Strauss Kidney Blood Pressure Formula. And that's what lowered my blood pressure. And ever since, these 20-odd years, my blood pressure has been 120 over 70, just right as rain every day. That formula kills bacteria in our kidneys. There's some antibiotic herbs in that formula, as well as cleanse it. And, you can notice many different things. You'll use the washroom less through the night. You'll use it less through the day after you've taken it a few weeks. And, if you have high blood pressure, it's either the heart or your kidneys that's the culprit. There's only two causes. And if it's your heart, the Strauss Heart Drops will lower your blood pressure, as they've done for tens of thousands of people. If it's your kidneys, the Strauss Kidney Formula will do it. We're going to take a break just now, folks, and I'll be back after these words. Thank you. Wayne Elliott here.
On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Humana Strobel Foods, the only strobel food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best strobel foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Humana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, newmanna.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Welcome back, folks. Wayne Elliott here with you tonight, sitting in for Pastor Butch, who is away, and I am honored to, I don't want to say fill his spot. That would be a tough thing to do, but I'll try and pitch hit for him tonight. It's my pleasure to be with you. We were talking about the CardioCalm and the kidney formula, just fabulous formulas. Worked like a top for me, for my dad, my mom, and so many others. And Strauss has two other originals coming out soon that Pastor Butch will no doubt have to be able to offer you folks. Pastor Butch and I spent a lot of time on the telephone discussing these things a few months ago, and I know he was excited and has tried some of the formulas. Well, the bladder formula is just now available again, and the prostate for men will be available, I think, in the next 30 to 60 days. They make it in a liquid formula now, so they did have to get approval for that, and that's that should be any time now, I'm told, but that's bladder formula and prostate formula. These are generations-old original formulas by Strauss. Very effective, folks. And these are treatments. The heart drops I will take every day the rest of my life. I've been taking them 24 or so years now. I don't want plaque or cholesterol back. But these other formulas are really treatments. And in my experience and in the company's experience, depending on your age, condition, if you have ailments in those areas, 3 to 6 months on these other formulas. They're treatments, really. And 3 to 6 months, the person depending on those things I just said, you don't take them forever. Now, you may choose to take them every 2 or 3 years as a wise thing to do. It's just a cleanse. And keep everything running tip-top. It's like you're servicing your pickup truck or your car, the filter, the oil, all the liquids in the differential and transfer case and all that, transmission. It's kind of what it's like for the human body. If we just cleanse these systems, our bodies know what to do with natural substances, you see. And so these kinds of things, like foods, just like nutritious foods, herbal formulas, don't change our body's own functions. They support our body's own functions and systems so they can do what they're supposed to do. Pharmaceuticals, chemical drugs, on the other hand, seek to change or alter our body's own functions and systems to deal with the symptoms. So one, if you will, goes to the root of the problem, the chemical drugs, which really is a scientific impossibility for those to fix human cells, but they don't claim to, in their defense. They don't claim to fix or heal us. They deal with our symptoms. So it's coming on to 25 years for me since I took so much as an aspirin or anything chemical like that, and don't intend to again. And I just it just seems to make so much better sense to me to support our body systems. I mean, we don't want to, even though we are very much today eating what you might call artificial or unnatural foods, we're best not to. And I think it's the same with healing our body and with medicines for our body. I think natural things that our body knows what to do with, I'm convinced is the way to go. You can't overdose on this, just like you couldn't overdose with asparagus or Brussels sprouts or sweet potatoes. You might eat too much and be full and need the washroom, but you can't be harmed. Whereas that is not the case with chemicals or chemical drugs, of course. You want to pay very strict attention to what the dosage and so forth is. I always urge people to please read the paperwork that you're given with your prescription drugs. It would be the only way, and in my opinion, if you don't mind me suggesting, research the side effects, potential harmful side effects, serious side effects, and so forth. Because if you're taking one of these prescriptions and you are having some of these side effects, well, you need to let your doctor know so he or she could either change your prescription or change your dosage, do something. You don't want to have serious or harmful side effects. So really, we need to protect ourselves in that respect. The doctors and the pharmacists, they're very busy. Very busy people. They're humans. People can make mistakes. It happens all the time. So because our health is so important to us and our health is our wealth, we really need to look out for ourselves, folks. So do read your paperwork. And if there's something out of kilter, you're suffering one of these potential side effects or serious side effects, let your doctor know right away so that he or she can do something and, as they say, change the type of pill or the dosage. Excuse me. Otherwise, you've got to follow just right exactly what it says. And again, with natural substances or food, we know that we can miss a meal and not get sick or overeat, and we may feel full but not really harm ourselves. And it's the same thing with the herbal formulas and natural medicines. So they're very safe. And so, you know, all of these things contribute to a strong immune system. Being outdoors, being amongst other people, you know, we are made partially of viruses and bacteria. And that immune system we have is what protects us when we're around other people and we're bouncing germs around. So, you know, to stay just inside in hiding is not a healthy thing. Your immune system does weaken. We are social creatures. We're not meant to be away from our family and friends and so forth. So it does have an effect on us. And back to anxiety and stress for a minute. There's a product that Pastor Butch has. It's a fabulous product made by a clinical psychologist in Portland, Oregon, Dr. Matthew Pfeiffer. And it is called Tranquil. And this is a safe, all natural formula, just a brilliant formulation, as well as the REM sleep is another formula by Dr. Pfeiffer. And many people, when they have stress, anxiety, they're worried, concerned, upset over something, it does affect their sleeping oftentimes. PTSD affects folks' sleep. Many things can affect our sleep. I think it is more common to sleep less, have sleeping issues as we get older as well. Well, that sleep is important. It's when we repair. It's when we rest. It's when our heart is supposed to rest as well to help maintain our good health. So if you're having sleeping issues, you try this REM sleep. It's a wonderful 100% natural formula. Tranquil for anxiety or stress, same thing. And here's a great thing about these, and now we've tested them for over a year. Unlike many of the sleep formulas, for example, that will stop working for you or stop working as well after a period of time, That has not shown to be the case with Tranquil or REM sleep. And Dr. Pfeiffer explained to me and explained to us on another radio show a few weeks ago why and how he went about this formula, these two formulas, which took 5 years from start to finish for him to complete and, in his opinion, perfect. And he has vitamins in there. He has herbs in there. He really tried to go to the root of the problem when it came to anxiety and sleep issues. He went to the root of the problem as opposed to just, I mean, you could take something loaded with melatonin, I suppose, and kind of get knocked out every night as though you were put into a sleep-induced state. But that isn't rest. That's not, it's like being under anesthesia. That isn't rest. You're not resting while you're under. These folks that are put induced into a coma, for example, with some ailments, they're not resting. It's not the same as if you had the proper sleep. So, you know, to get a product that just knocks you out, and I think some of these sleeping pills, these pharmaceutical sleeping pills, I think that's kind of how they purport to work. But I've even heard so many people with those, with the prescription sleeping pills, that the effects wear off, that they either have to take more or take something else with it. And I guess it really shows it is not going to the root of the problem. Well, with this Tranquil and REM sleep, we've done enough testing now over a long enough period of time that this does not seem to happen. It doesn't let you down. You don't have to take more because it's less effective for you over time. And you don't need to find another brand in the hopes that it'll work because these two formulas have continued to work. It's been over a year now in my own personal experience and studies with 45 individuals. So, amazing results, really. Dr. Pfeiffer assured me 95% plus. It has been over 95%. It's 44 out of 45 on the REM sleep, just my own study over this past year. And the Tranquil, the best way I can describe that, I've taken it myself, is it just kind of turns things down a notch, turns the tension down. I suppose it has a relaxing effect. You're certainly not out of it or unaware or anything like that. It's not like a sleeping pill or anything like that. It just does seem to turn the heat down, if you will, on some of the anxiety. And that's a good thing, especially today. So that's anxiety and REM sleep. And you can get those from Pastor Butch. If you need more information, you can find that on the internet at Strauss, Strauss, StraussNaturals.com, and find out information on all their fine products. There's not so many. I think there's 9 or 10 only, but they're all Cracker Jacks. They're all just great products, and your satisfaction is guaranteed, and you can't be harmed. So it's a pretty safe thing to try, and you have nothing to lose, and I swear to you that these are very effective, safe products, and they just work. You know, the exercise is just so important for that stress and anxiety as well. It's if you had a punching bag or you have a garage and you could hang a bag of sand, just something to to hit to it's cardio exercise as well at the same time, but it's a good stress reliever. If you like, you can put somebody's picture up there. You can pretend that it's up there. Paint a face on the ball on the sack. I have a heavy punching bag in my garage, and I use that. I try and 3 times a week when I work out, I try and just hit it 100 times in a row, and over the course of a couple of minutes, and it sure does help. It kind of takes the wind out of your sails, so to speak, and you're not feeling as anxious, you're not feeling as stressed, and it's a good thing to do. The other products that help for immune, of course, the Strauss Heart Drops has the main ingredient, aged garlic extract, and that is the single best natural substance on earth for our immune system. great immune support, the Stroh's Heart Drops. So there's multiple benefits certainly in taking those. Two other products that Stroh's makes that are great products. I tried for so many years to take oil of oregano because the benefits are unquestioned. They've been known for decades, the great benefits, very powerful herb, oregano. But I could never take it. It would burn my mouth to start with, the oil would. And then if I did swallow it, it would give me indigestion. And it was just awful for me. I tried three different times in the past 15 or 20 years. Well, then Stroh's came out with this smooth oregano. And boy, it works just like good oil of oregano works. It's spearmint flavored and easy to take. Easy to take. It tastes all right. Doesn't give you indigestion at all. And one unusual thing about it, I mean, it really does work, folks. Candida, yeast, all these nasty creatures that can get inside us. And it sure does kill yeast in a hurry inside you, the smooth oregano does. But what's interesting is Health Canada approved smooth oregano as safe for expecting mothers and children. That is not usual in the health business. What is usual is not for expecting mothers and not for children. Well, smooth oregano has been approved for both, as has Cold Storm. It's another Stroh's product, shown very effective in helping to avoid colds. Again, a main ingredient is garlic, and is very effective for our immune system. And it's helped people get over colds quicker. We have, you know, just so many. The Stroh's company sells a lot of it, and they just have so many testimonials and reports from people that, you know, they got a cold and got rid of it in a hurry. The Cold Storm as well, this is a beauty, the Cold Storm as well is approved for expecting mothers and for children. So these two products, Cold Storm and Smooth Oregano, they're very good things to take for your immune system, for your immune support, help you keep out those creatures, the likes of yeast and candida, that do you no good, all the other things that seek to invade us. So these are great immune support products. That's Cold Storm and Smooth Oregano. Pastor Butch has them, and they sure do work. They're just great products. And as I mentioned, folks, I'm not sure which ones Pastor Butch handles or what he could get for you, but really important to take a full-spectrum mineral these days. If you get cramps in your legs and feet, like me and my mom, I do, and my mom did, it's certainly one of the answers. You must drink enough water, that's for sure, but that doesn't do it alone for me. I need to take the full-spectrum minerals because I'm just not getting them in my food. So I imagine you're the same, or most of you are. And vitamin C, of course, that's undisputed for a century now. Dr. Linus Pauling won a Nobel Prize for his work on discovery of what vitamin C does for us and how it's important to every cell in our body. So a good vitamin C, I take mine in powder form, and I just mix it in a big tumbler of water and drink it down. These are good things to do. There's never been a time it's been so important. These stressors that we have, and anxiety and anxiousness and frustration going on right now. I mean, we're 4 or 5 months into this corona, and there has been plenty of frustration for plenty of us. There's no question about that. So in addition to just trying to deal with it on our own, you know, there is help out there, and exercise is a great one. That Tranquil formula I just talked about, get enough sleep, or that won't help your anxiousness, that's for sure. If you're short or deprived of sleep, it just won't help you in any way. We do need enough. We're all different. Not everybody needs 8 hours. Some people need more. I've always got by pretty fine myself with 5.5 or 6 hours, but whatever you need, you need. And if you're not getting it for some reason, if you have concerns on your mind or things troubling you, then I'd suggest you try both the Tranquil and the REM sleep. You know, do enough deep breathing, especially when you first get into bed. Oxygenate your cells. Take 10 or 15 slow, deep breaths in and out. And all of these things, you know, these days I believe we need every trick in the book, so to speak, to try and stay healthy and stay ahead of things like this virus. And your immune system, of course, is your defense department. It is what protects you from virtually everything when it comes to your health. The regular influenza B that comes around every year, any kind of virus, right up to all the kinds of cancer. A strong enough immune system will not be overcome by any of those things, including cancer. When it comes to our body's pH environment, our acidity and alkalinity, cancer, for example, and many of these other nasty things that can invade us, do best in an acidic environment. So if you're drinking lots of soda pop, eating lots of shellfish, eating your share of red meat, eating refined carbs, lots of baked goods, and all the various forms of sugar, you're a welcoming ground for many things, frankly, including cancer. We are best to have a pH environment in our bodies, very close to the alkaline side. And if your pH level was on the alkaline side, you could no more grow cancer in your body than you could grow tomatoes in your asphalt or cement driveway. You know, you couldn't do it. You'd need to grow them in the garden. Well, cancer likes acid. So many things, so many nasty things that invade us like acid. They don't like an alkaline environment. So there's many things you could do in addition to staying away from the high acid foods. And you can Google this. You can Google acid ash, that's A-S-H, acid ash foods. It'll give you the list, veggies, fruits, meats. And there's some, you'd be surprised, are on both sides. You know, you think all fruits might be alkaline. No, there's acid ash fruits too, and veggies. So you can have a look at that, acid ash and alkaline ash foods. Then you can have a bit of a conscience about it. I've found that awareness of something can help you to have a conscience about things and to help you make choices or not eat as much as of something that you know isn't good for you, and maybe eat a little bit more of something that you learn is good for you. So another great way to help your body's pH environment is lemons. And I start the day with a fresh lemon or two, squeezed into a big tumbler of water or two. And as soon as our body ingests it, that acid turns to alkali. It's kind of magic with lemons. So in addition to the other great things about lemons, vitamin C, you know, it's great for the liver. Yellow foods are great for the liver. It can help you go to the bathroom first thing in the morning. For bowel movement, just a great way to do that is to start that day out with room temperature water, a big tumbler of water, room temperature, with lemon squeezed into it. But I mean a whole lemon, not just a little bit of juice. And don't use the concentrated lemon juice either. You want the fresh lemon, and squeeze the heck out of it and get all that juice. You can spit the seeds out, but and you get used to the tartness very easy. I could drink a tumbler of straight lemon juice now. I'm just so used to it. And it's just very good for you. Your body does turn it to alkaline as soon as you ingest it. And a great way to keep your pH on the alkaline, towards the alkaline side and less acidic. If you have a gout, many people suffer gout. It's a type of acid. Very painful, too, I'm told. And that can be caused by alcohol, wine drinking, again, the rich foods. It used to be called the rich man's disease, all the rich, fine foods and shellfish and creams and so forth and dairy. Again, the fix is those lemons will do you a lot of good, and you'll be amazed at how fast. You'll be amazed at how fast it happens. And if you did have gout, well, you want to try and get 4 or 5 lemons a day at least into you. And what Jim Strauss always said about cancer was the start of the cancer regime. And, you know, we're often told to keep your strength up and keep your eating up. Well, Strauss believed the opposite. John Hopkins University these days agrees with him, that you want to starve the cancer. You want to take in as little protein as possible if you have cancer, because that feeds the cancer. And you want to detox your whole body and all your systems. And one of the main things on the Strauss cancer regime is up to 10 lemons a day. So you basically just want to be drinking, with all the vegetable juices and so forth on the regime, but you'd want to be drinking enough water and getting up to 10 lemons a day. And the main reason is both the detoxing effect and to keep your alkalinity on the pH side, or towards at least the pH side, not so acidic. You know, wheat, we have to watch wheat today. There used to be, I think, three original strains of wheat that was a real staple for a huge part of the world's population. Now I think we have over 200 strains of genetically modified wheat. And there's books written about it. One is called Wheat Belly, because this wheat apparently makes us fat around the middle, makes us gain weight around the middle. Last place we need to gain weight, but that's what it apparently does. So these man-made foods just aren't doing it for us. They don't have in it what we needed, what the Creator intended us to have, and that's why these things are so important these days more than ever. When I was young, there was no GMO foods. The first one was when I was about 20 years old, and it was the tomato, and they called it Everfresh, and they were kind of pink, hard, and it didn't work out so well their first try. They didn't taste much like tomatoes. Corn's another thing, you know, all the original corn is gone. We may have peaches and cream and other types, but these are genetically modified and very difficult to digest. So corn used to be another real staple for the world, and it's no longer good for us, the GMO corn. So it's harder than ever to look out for ourselves, and unfortunately, I think the governments are partners in this genetically modified business, and they're investors, just as they are really in all the clinical drug trials. I know in Canada, our government pays a big part of the bill for all that. So, you know, we're not even finding the truth out there. I know the United States is the same as Canada. We aren't even required to have it on the labels. So we don't even have the right to know. We don't even have the right to know what we're eating. Well, that's it, folks. It's been my great pleasure with you again, and we'll be with you again next week. So God bless, stay well, and do your best to stay healthy. Your health is your wealth. Thanks again from Wayne Elliott up here in Canada.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.